Douglas was devastated when Vanessa left him, in a way difficult to recover from. He didn't realize she married him for his money, or what she thought was his money, which was actually his family's money. Oh, there might have been something more as well, since Douglas really is very attractive in his own way. He has a nice face, often curled into a pleasant smile, if not always an entirely natural one. He is kind and thoughtful. He is not in love with money, which makes him lovable in many ways, although not to Vanessa. His greatest vice may be his walking, which he does like Thoreau, compulsively, taking from the woods the consolation that perhaps he does not find in human society. In any case, Douglas was completely blindsided by Vanessa's mercenary motives. He did not have any such motives himself, which made it difficult for him to see them in others, or to believe they really did exist outside of movies and novels. In fact, to this day, if you happened to walk up to him on the street and said something like, "She married you for your money, you know," he would look at you with a puzzled expression and cock his head, as if he were trying to figure out if you were being serious. Douglas was a victim of his own good fortune. His father gave him a snappy BMW convertible his senior year in college as a combination Christmas graduation present, thus achieving the twin goals of amazing his unflappable son and annoying his overbearing wife. Vanessa saw him in it at school and was intrigued. One of her girlfriends was in an accounting class with him and agreed to introduce them. She said he was standoffish, but on their first date, Vanessa realized he was just shy. She was prepared to bag a lion and was almost disappointed when he turned out to be a lamb. Douglas was the proverbial putty in her perfectly prettified hands. To say he was not experienced with women would be the understatement of the century. Because of his shyness and his strong moral feelings, he had managed to get through high school and most of college without ever having had an actual date. He was not exactly made for the dating game. Even if there was someone he was inclined to admire, someone who seemed interesting and sincere, he could not bring himself to approach her. It wasn't just because he was afraid of rejection. He also had very high ideals about love and an abhorrence of the types of strategies that modern courtship typically entails. Consider Douglas's paradox. How can you approach a girl with the possibility of love and relationship on your mind if you do not know her well enough to know if you are compatible? And on the other hand, how can you find out if you are compatible if you don't approach her? How can you invite entanglement and not entangle intentionally or otherwise? How can you kindle interest without risking a fire? Douglas took love seriously. Did he have the same desires as others of his sex? We dare say he did. But his idealism, combined, as we said, with shyness, outweighed any selfishness, which made him a perfect mark for Vanessa. She was the first girl who actively pursued him. There were other girls in the past who wanted to pursue him, but they mistook his delicacy and reticence for pride. Nothing could be further from the truth. Douglas did not have a haughty bone in his body. It took someone with Vanessa's peculiar skills to unpack this. She saw he was shy. She saw he was chivalrous. It wasn't hard to make herself into someone he could dote on. In short, Vanessa was a very attractive, popular girl who took a determined interest in Douglas and made him feel like the most important man in the world. It was flattering, and most of all, it was surprising. Vanessa was full of smiles and softness and sugar. How could he not fall in love, especially when he so much wanted to be in love? He fell hard. He lost all interest in anything else. Good thing it was his last semester at school.